like a lot of young boys did, I grew up in a farming and a trucking environment. And as I stood on the stage a couple of years ago, as our company accepted the 2020-21 Small Fleet Champion of the Year, it had hit me that I had hit a pinnacle in my career, because everything that I had ever wanted when I was a young boy was to get my own truck into Overdrive magazine.
Silver Creek Transportation owner and Overdrive 2021 Small Fleet Champ Jason Cowan's story doesn't end there that night on the stage at the National Association of Small Trucking Companies annual conference, of course.
But what I began to learn that night was that wasn't just the end, that was the beginning.
I'm Todd Dills, and in this edition of Overdrive Radio, hitting the podcast feed April 5th, then the world-famous OverdriveOnline.com April 8th, we're going to share Cowan's talk from another stage. Mid-America Trucking Show, March 22, in full. It's part tale of his early years fascination with all things trucks and trucking as a young boy, part homily on how to approach life and business to leave those around you and the trucking business itself better than you found them.
So this afternoon, I'm going to ask you, who are you bringing along behind you? Who are you bringing along so that when they get to be in their career, they can say, that person invested time in me?
2021 Small Fleet Champ Jason Cowan needs no introduction here, I'd wager. His Henderson, Kentucky Silver Creek Transportation serves as a bulwark to many an aspiring small fleet owner and a pillar of his community. After the break, Cowan's veritable sermon on the importance of relationships with customers, sure, but also, most importantly, that person you see looking back at you in the mirror every morning. Keep tuned.
This spring, increase rig power and performance with House Diesel Defender. It's warranty safe and made with no alcohol or harmful solvents to keep you running at your best. It provides maximum lubricity and specialized IDX4 detergent cleans and prevents deposits. It safely removes harmful water and even provides a 5% increase in fuel economy or more guaranteed. Grab a bottle today at retailers and truck stops nationwide and visit houseproducts.com for more information.
That's H-O-W-E-S, houseproducts.com. Jason Cowan, everyone, from the East Hall stage at Mass.
Before we begin, my name is Jason Cowan. I'm the president of Silver Creek Transportation, but I want to be sure and tell you how much that we appreciate every man, woman, every family member that is in the trucking industry today. And I just want you to give all them a big hand clap for everything that they do. As we begin this afternoon, you know, as a young boy, I had a dream. And like a lot of young boys did, I grew up in a farming and a trucking environment. And as I stood on the stage a couple of years ago, as our company accepted the 2020-21 Small Fleet Champion of the Year, it had hit me that I had hit a pinnacle in my career. Because everything that I had ever wanted when I was a young boy was to get my own truck into Overdrive magazine. I thought once I did that, that would be the greatest thing that we could ever do. But what I began to learn that night was that wasn't just the end, that was the beginning. And it had been a long dream of ours just to be able to have that truck, just to be able to do the things that we're blessed to do. There's many things about the trucking life and business that I wish I could go back and share with that young boy that was just in love with trucks and just wanted to be there and just wanted to have his truck on the page of that magazine. Maybe you're like me and maybe you have a dream that you want to do something. And one of the most important things that we can do in our life is to build relationships. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but I love old trucks. We've seen them around here today. Everybody here probably has some sort of connection with trucks. So if I hear an old 318 Detroit fire up, or maybe one day I hearken and hear the sounds of an old Caterpillar motor, it brings back specific memories in my life of a time when I was just dreaming about the things that we have now. And the single most important thing that I have learned throughout my life, whether we're in the trucking business, no matter what that is that relationships matter. Relationships matter every day because every person that we come in contact with, we have a relationship with good or bad. It's the single most important piece that we have in our life. And amidst all those stories, all those memories, whether you're just starting your trucking career, you're in the trucking career, or you're looking back, those are the things that we're going to have to carry with us all the way. Silver Creek has developed into an organization that I am really and extremely proud of today. And it began with people that I saw when I was young. As a young boy, I can remember I spent a lot of time in my community. I'm from a little town in Western Kentucky called Cullen, Kentucky. Now, I know a lot of people claim to be from there, but I really am. And as I looked around, I saw these men every Sunday afternoon as they filled their trucks up, as they got ready to go, and they would let me hang out with them. I envisioned what would it be like to leave a small Kentucky town, go to California, only to bring back the produce for a week. What would it be like to be that guy that went up into the steel mills of Ohio and Pennsylvania and bring those loads back, the things that we needed? These guys, these men and these women, they were larger than life to me. They were what I would consider my heroes. I can still remember when I have certain smells, when I have certain sounds, certain things that come into my life, these men and women, how they're putting their Wrangler shirts into the cab of that truck, how they threw a carton of cigarettes on the dash, but how they shaped and molded my life so that I could be able to do what I wanted to do. John Baker, the guy on the right, California, every week and back.
The men Callan mentions here are pictured on the cover image associated with this podcast. Find that image also with the post that will hold this podcast when it goes live April 8th, 2024 at overdriveonline.com/overdrive-radio.
Donald Stone, one of my heroes on the left, every week out there making things happen. A lady named Ruth Atkins, who was one of my trucking heroes, helped me every day to learn the business side of trucking. All of these larger than life figures. And when I look back and I think how much I learned from them, I think about how much they probably put up with me. A snot-nosed kid that was probably hanging around that they probably wished would go away. But you know, I learned to wire up CBs. I learned to about things in my life. And I learned those things that they said to me that, you know, you don't just do a pre-trip, Jason. Your whole trip is your pre-trip. You're listening to that truck. You're listening to that truck talk to you. You're listening to that load. You're getting something from point A to point B. It's more than just a job. It's your culture. And at 54, I vividly remember them watching them doing what they do. And as a young man, I wouldn't have known the things that I have now if I hadn't taken the time, if they hadn't taken the time to build a relationship with me. So this afternoon, I'm going to ask you, who are you bringing along behind you? Who are you bringing along so that when they get to be in their career, they can say, that person invested time in me. That person looked out for me. That person, man, I must have got on their nerves, but they showed me what I need to know. You see, it's going to be very important that we develop those relationships with those that are coming behind us. Because in our life, every day, we are building relationship. You might have that old adage that said, to be a friend, you must be a friend in order to have a friend. Who are we doing that with our life? Every day is a relationship that we build. Now, some people we naturally click with, and I don't know if you're like me, some people really get on my nerves. Y'all with me? And so sometimes it takes a little more because some relationships we love to see people come, in some relationships we love to see people going. And we work for things in our life. In the trucking business, we're all out here to provide for our families and to make a little money and to do those things that we want to do in life. But we're also out here building those important relationships that we have. You see, we should work for that just like we work for other things. We have to remember those that did invest into us. One time when I was in sixth grade art class, and I'm going to tell you, when I tell you guys, as a kid, I was truck crazy. I was. Everything in my life was a truck. And so I'm in art class, and I'm telling you, it's a beautiful, beautiful sunny afternoon, and we're drawing things out for the teacher, and I have just drawn the coolest Peterbilt anybody had ever seen in their life. The stripes were perfect, lights were perfect, had it up, had my name on, just knew what is going to be cool. And the teacher came by and she looked at it and she picked it up off the desk and she ripped it up and she threw it away. Man, that broke my heart. And I got a little frustrated about that. And I sat there and I pouted for a few minutes. And she said to me these words. She said, "Jason, I know you love trucks, but I expect something more out of you than just a truck every day." And so for years, I'm 54, and for years I thought about that. What was she trying to say? And then I remember she was investing in me in a different way. She knew that there was more to my life than just one piece. She knew that I was going to need some of the skills that didn't come around with what I love, but some of the skills around some of the things that I needed. And so I look back and I think about those people who invested in that relationship in me, who taught me, yeah, you may love a truck, but you're going to have to stand face to face with a customer and say, this is why you should use our company. You're going to have to know the mathematics to say, this is how I figure a contract. You're going to have to be able to stand someone and say, this is why you should be able to use us as a company. How do we do those things? How do we learn the back office stuff? We do that because someone has to teach us. How to accept, not, I'm not going to have no for an answer, but I'm going to keep knocking till you let me haul your freight. The only way that we get an audience with people is to build a relationship with them. Only when, have you ever looked at your phone when it's ringing and you're like, I don't want to answer that. Anybody? I don't want to answer that. But yet we do, and we realize that we need to invest even in those relationships that are difficult and what they do. You know, do our customers know that we're honest? Do our customers know that we have integrity? Do the people that we are competing with, do they know that we're a competitor, yet we're always going to do the right thing? You know, when we were building Silver Creek, we were once just a couple of trucks. We started with one, but one of the things that we wanted to do was we wanted to think like a big company. We wanted to act like a big company, but yet we wanted to keep our integrity and build the relationships that we had that we knew that would go hand in hand. And you know, when we would walk out there, not many shippers would let a one truck operation haul their freight. You go in, hello, my name's Jason. I want to haul your freight. Hey, Jason, glad to meet you. How many trucks do you have? I have one. Come back when you have 30. Well, how am I going to get 30? You won't let me haul your freight. Well, you know, I just don't have time to deal with you. So then a couple of weeks later, we go back, maybe a month, maybe 6 months. Hey, I'm Jason. I want to haul your freight. Well, good. How many trucks you got now, Jason? Well, I got 3. Well, you're still 27 away. Call me later. And so finally, I realized there's no way that I'm going to be able to get 30 until I get some customers. No way we can have any customers until we decide what we do. So I would just go in. I'd shake their hand. I'd say, let me tell you something. When somebody drops a load, you pick up the phone and call me. When you have a problem load, you pick up the phone and call me. When you're busy and you're up to your eyeballs and you can't see and you have a problem, you call me. And guess what? They did. And so they begin to call. Hey, I've got a load I haven't picked up today. Hey, can you help me get this done tomorrow? Hey, do you know where I can warehouse a couple pieces of this or that or something else? And we begin to build from that. And honestly, we were 10, 12 trucks deep before we ever had a consistent direct customer. We just weren't picking up everybody else's drop stuff. But it's how we have built our company on we're the ones you call when you have a problem. And it's about those relationships, building those relationships that extend to our team as well. You see, I truly believe that old adage, if I can help someone else get what they want, i.e. if I can help a shipper have a better day because his freight's off the dock and it's gone to where it's supposed to be, if I can help a team member that works for us meet the goals that they have, if I can help someone in the community get what they need, then in life, those things come back to me. Because you've all heard that old thing, people don't care how much you know till you know, till they know how much you care about them. And in this business, so many times it is numbers and nuts and bolts, but so many times it is about those relationships that you build. How do we take care of those that work with us? How do we go even beyond what sometimes is fair to do the right thing? You know, I've noticed when we build relationships oftentimes that when people are upset with you, when you have a relationship that's strained, often what they're saying to you is not the real problem. Often they have something else going on. If I have a driver that calls and he's frustrated and he's giving me the business about something, and then I realize what's really going on is something at home. What's really going on is he's having trouble with his family. What's really going on is his kids are not acting right. What's really going on is she's having a financial difficulty. Once we get past that, and then we begin to know that, but we know that in the same way. And here's the thing. I think about people in our organization the same way those old men taught me to think about that truck. They said, every day, every load, you have the pulse of that truck. You're listening for it. You're trying to hear it. You're trying to figure it out. You're trying, you know that today something sounds a little different than what it did yesterday. Well, when we're working with people, it's the same thing. We begin to watch what's really going on. How can I help them succeed in life? How can I help them be what they want to be? How can I help them get where they want to go? And then we have to realize that most of the problems in our relationship is about us. That we take responsibility for the things in our life. Most of the time when something's gone wrong, I have to look at the guy in the mirror and see, why did it go wrong? Conflict is inevitable and things are going to happen, but how are we managing it? And there are healthy and unhealthy ways to do it. There can be people that come at us, and the first thing we do is we just let them have it. Anybody ever done that? Huh? You know, we just, well, let me just tell you, and we let them have it. And we might feel good for a few minutes, but then we realize that wasn't the way to handle it. You might say, well, this person or that person did me wrong. And while that may be true, sometimes that's not what it's all about. And when we look at our customers, when we look at our vendors, when we look at our team members, when we look at ourselves, are we really seeing the big picture that many times it's about more than what we're seeing? It's about more. And the way that we treat them and the way that we talk to them make the difference. You don't always have to say what you're thinking. Y'all with me? You don't always have to say what you're thinking. Because sometimes the time that we need to be quiet is the time when we think, if I don't say something, I'm going to bust. We might technically be right, but it might cost us a relationship. We may have a shipper that's really aggravating, a customer that really demands a lot, and we're having a bad day, and we say something, and then that relationship is ruined from that part on. You know, as we teach drivers about defensive driving and how to stay behind the wheel and stay calm, and you know, we use that old adage, you might be right, but you might be dead right, because we have to watch everything that we're doing. You should always look to protect and to build those relationships. And I promise you, the person you're going to have the most trouble with in your life is the person you look at in the mirror every morning. When we can get that guy under control, everybody else seems to fall in line. We have to admit when we're wrong, ask for forgiveness if we've hurt somebody, and put it in the past so that it doesn't affect our future. One of the things the trucking industry is good at is we're good at carrying things. One of the bad things that you can be bad at is carrying those old hurts, those old things for way too long. Yesterday is gone. We can't change it. Tomorrow's not here yet. Today is the day that we can have a fresh start. You might be carrying around things that are affecting the way that you deal with your customers. You might be carrying around things that are affecting the way you're working with your shippers, your family. And you don't even realize it, but you realize by carrying these old hurts, they can really make a difference. Yesterday is gone. Let those things go. So why should you invest in building relationships? Why should you do that? When you look back at your life, what's going to be important? When you get to the end of your trucking career, when you get to the end of your life, what are you going to look back and see that was important to you? Now, if I told you today that in this year, in 2024, you're going to be blessed beyond measure, most of us are going to automatically think, "Whoa, I'm going to get some money, right? Blessing, money. I'm going to get some money. You're going to be blessed in 2024. Yep, I'm going to get some money." But let me ask you this. When you look back from this point of your life backwards, what is your greatest blessing? Is it money? Would anybody say the greatest blessing in my life is my bank account? No. What are those things that we look back? Those are the things that are important. So many times we spend time chasing things that are not important and we neglect those things that are important. We should build those relationships every day. And at Silver Creek, one of our core values is giving back to the community. We believe that our friends and our neighbors, we need to be a good friend and neighbor. And we look to help others by using the passions that we have. We believe that if much whom is given, much is expected. And we look to give back in ways that we can help bless others' lives. And sometimes that's with money, sometimes that's with not. You know, we have a local high school, and they had a band, and they came to us a few years ago, and they said, we are spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on renting trucks every Saturday for our marching band season. I said, why are you doing that? We don't have another choice. I look out on my lot. I see box trailers everywhere. I said, hey, why don't you take one of our box trailers on Saturday to move your band? And they're like, okay, that's cool. We love that. And so out of that, what's kind of neat about that is we begin to move the goods of that one local band on Saturday. Guess what? It kind of grows. Another band calls and say, hey, we're renting trucks too. Can you help us? And so at this point, we're pulling somewhere between 8 and 10 bands, and we do it for free. We just give it to them. Not that somebody can pat us on the back, not so that we can be seen, but because that's what's in my wheelhouse. I have trucks. They have band equipment. We can work together. I have a passion for teenagers. Teenagers need to have someone who comes along behind them and say that we love you and we're going to help you grow and do what you want to do, because they have enough people beating up on them already. And so we try to do that as a company, not just so someone will say, hey, look at us. But the cool thing about it is the biggest customer that I have today came from a high school band. The biggest customer I had today saw our trucks and said, man, I appreciate what you're doing. Would you give me a quote about moving my freight? And we have built that relationship with them. You know, we should be building those relationships wherever you go, and don't forget to make those with everyone. And then as we finish up this afternoon, the best relationship that we have is with ourselves. I have been fortunate that I had a dad who trucked with me for many years. I have sons who have been in the business with me. I have the love of my life here that says yes to every foolish thing that I decide to do, as long as it doesn't wake her up at 2 a.m. in the morning. I have a team around me that I believe, I know some of you guys are in the trucking business as well, but we have a team that I believe is the best in the business at what they do, because we all love trucks, we all love people, and we all love on each other most of the time. And most of the time we come together pretty good. And so, you know, what we've learned is we take responsibility for myself. I can't control anyone else, so I can only control what I do. And I can only take responsibility for what we do. And when we realize that, we begin to live that old quote, I want to be fit so that I can live with myself. I want to be one who that I want to know. I want to be a friend to me first. Because if I'm out here in this business and I'm scheming and conniving and I'm trying to steal freight from someone else and I'm trying to steal drivers and I'm trying to do all these things, in the end, I may have a ton of money, but what's it cost us in the end? You know, we try to build friendships with the trucking companies in our community. We try to build friendships with our customers. I'm proud to say we do not have one customer, we do not have one driver, we do not have one mechanic that we stole from another trucking company. We don't have not a single lane that we run, not a single thing that we did we take from one of our friends or local competitors. And that's something that I'm proud of. And when our team comes and says, hey, this is open, I say, you know what? I remember that guy when I was a little boy. And he was trucking long before I came. And he's been on that haul longer than we've been in business. We're gonna leave it alone. And I believe that's where a lot of our blessings have come from, because we do what we do and we want to be fit to live with ourselves. We have to create a place for our life of peace for those around us. One of the greatest things when we look at that blessing, why are we all out here chasing money? Because we believe that money is going to bring us peace. We believe if we have enough money, we can do whatever we want to do, don't we? If we have enough money, I can go on vacation anytime I want. If I have enough money, I can tell the man I'm not coming to work. If I have enough money, then I don't have to worry about the light bill, the phone bill. I don't have to worry about anything. And we think that money will bring us peace But in fact, we search for that peace in the wrong place. And when we find that in those relationships, when we do it the right way, the relationships with our spouse, with our kids, with our parents, with our team members, shippers, vendors, lenders, dealers, do they trust us that we have integrity? Do they trust us that we want to do that? When we lay our heads down, do we know that we're fit for ourselves? What are you building and how are you building it? Because those things are going to matter. We can have a lot of other things come our way, but today we need to decide to move forward. And I encourage you to look at those relationships. Maybe there's someone or something in your life today that you need to say, I need to go and fix that. I haven't had peace. It's been gnawing at me for a long time, and I need to go fix that relationship. There's a relationship somewhere that maybe you need to build. I don't have the relationship with my kids that I want. Today's the day to build it. I don't have the relationship with my drivers that I need. I always feel like they feel like I'm out to get them. I feel like they're out to get me. Today's the day to begin to build on that. Today's the day that we decide that we're going to move forward. And I encourage you as we do that so that you can be the best you can in any situation. Now, as we finish up, we look back and we say, you know, how can I really do that? One of the things that we need to do is we just take an honest look at ourselves and say, what do I want for my life? Where do I want to be when all this is over? As two of my sons, we have been in the trucking business together now for several years. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that's a rough thing. But you know, there's so many times when conflict would arise, I'd say, what is more important? Is my relationship with those boys more important? Or is my relationship or what I want or the things that we're trying to get more important? And those are the things we have to do. So we begin to look at ourselves, we introspect, and we say, hey, what is it that I truly want? Then we look back and we say, I remember all of those that came before me and how they shared the stories that they have. All of those bearded women in my life that were such mighty oaks when I was young have now gone on to their just reward. They've gone to the other side. They're no longer running to California and back. But in my mind, I still see them and I still hear the words that they say. And so that brings to us then, once we look in our own heart, how do we look and say, how am I going to help the next generation come behind me? You see, what I realized when we stood on that stage in 2021 wasn't that we'd achieved some kind of magical success, even though it was really cool for my team. And we were really, really excited. It was a moment. But it was just the beginning of all the things that we're going to do. When I look at our trucking company today, it looks nothing like I thought it was going to. We're not doing the kind of freight I thought we were going to do. We're not doing the things that I thought we were going to do. But we're doing some great things. And it's because of these people that you see in that picture that we're able to do that. It's because of the relationships that I've made throughout my career that we do that. And so when we look forward today, I would just encourage you to think about your relationships. Think about where they are and what you want them to be. And then I know that at the end of our life, when we look back, if we've put those things into our proper perspective, then things are going to be good. And so I thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. Every one of our trucking men, women, boys, and girls, we're a family, and we ought to act like it, and we ought to stand up, and we ought to make this industry something that the next generation can be proud to be a part of. Thank you.
Be a friend of yourself first, owners.
I want to be fit so that I can live with myself.
Plenty to think about. And for those of you listening via the podcast feed, I hope it takes you off to a great weekend. For the rest of you hearing this coming Monday, here's hoping the solar eclipse traffic doesn't waylay you on the road to deliver. Find a link to Overdrive News Editor Matt Cole's report on the eclipse's path from Texas to Maine in the show notes and in the post that houses this podcast dated April 8th at overdriveonline.com/overdrive-radio. As always, big thanks for listening. Overdrive Radio is a production of Overdrive, the voice of the American trucker. It's edited and produced by me, Todd Dills, with the acoustic guitar and other support of trucker-songwriter Long Haul Paul Marhoefer. The theme is Legend of the Snake Man by Marhoefer, featuring the guitar work of Travis, the Snake Man himself, Wemmick. Terry Two Socks Richardson on bass, keys by Tishomingo Jim Whitehead, and on drums, Andrew Marshall. The podcast is backed up further by Overdrive's own news editor Matt Cole, executive editor Alex Locke, and video editors Lawson Rudisil and Andrew Glenn. We'll see you next time.